Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Ki Tavo. In this week's Parsha, we begin learning about the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim is also mentioned in Parshat Mishpatim, in Shmot Chaf Gimel, but it's mentioned in much more detail in the beginning of our Parsha in Perek Chavav. Let's start with Pasuk Aleph. Vaya ki tavo el haaretz asher Hashem Elokecha noten lecha nachala v'rishta v'yashavta ba v'lakachta mereishit kol pri ha'adama asher tavi me'artzecha asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach, etc. We have a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. It begins, the mitzvah begins at Chag HaShavuot. We only bring Bikurim from the Shivat HaMinim. And we only bring Bikurim on the Shivat HaMinim that are grown in Israel. The Torah doesn't give us a shear, an amount, a minimum amount, as to how much to give, but the Rabbanan tell us that the mitzvah is that we give a shear of at least 1 in 60th. And the Mishnah and Bikurim, Masechet Bikurim, tells us that there are 7 components to mikra bikurim. You have to bring the bikurim and bring them in a kli. There's a special shear. There's a special korban shlamim that you brought. You have to wave them. You have to sleep over on the night after you bring the bikurim so that you can continue to experience all the power of the mikdash and of Yerushalayim and of the bikurim themselves. You don't just walk in and walk out, but you make it really a part of you. Share your ideas with others. Have their ideas shared with you. But there is one component that I skipped, and that is the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim, the text of which is written in our parsha, and it's mentioned every Pesach night. The learning component of the Haggadah, specifically of Magid, comes from our parsha and Bikurim. V'anita v'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha arami yoved avi v'yered mitzrayma v'yagar sham b'mtei me'at, etc. V'yarei otanu ha-mitzrim v'anitzak el Hashem Elokei avoteinu v'yishma Hashem et kolenu, etc. And it ends with v'yivyenu el ha-makom hazeh v'yiten lanu et ha-aretz hazot eretz avat chalav u'dvash. We have a mitzvah to make a declaration, to make a statement. A statement when we bring our Bikurim. And what is the meaning behind this mitzvah? And I'd like to share two ideas of the meaning behind this mitzvah. And I think that these two ideas are actually connected to this time of year. To Elul, to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, to Tshuva, the beginning of the school year. It's in much of the world. And I think that these two ideas relate and respond to two ways in which people respond to this time of year. In other words, I think that there are two opposite yet negative responses or approaches that people might have when it comes to this time of year. Both are bad, and I think each one of them is connected to Bikurim. First, it is easy for a person to approach this time of year with all the shofar in Elul and Slichot and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. One could easily say, I'm fine. Everything is fine. There's no need to change. I'm perfect. Complacency. There's a story of a young man who was introduced to a Rav, and the Rav asked him, what's your name? Where are you from? And he said, the Rebbe said, where are you learning? So the boy said, oh, I'm learning in Eish HaTorah, but I'm not a Baal Tshuva. Didn't want the Rebbe to think he's a Baal Tshuva. I learn in Eish HaTorah, but I'm not a Baal Tshuva. And the Rebbe says, why not? Why aren't you a Baal Tshuva? Aren't we all supposed to be Baal Tshuva? Don't we all need to change? Don't we all need to grow? Don't we all need to get better? And so the response to this kind of negative approach to Yemim Noraim, this approach of arrogance, should be humility. And that is exactly what the Rambam says is the reason behind Mikra Bikurim. The Rambam can be found in Sefer Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Shlishi, Perek Lamed Tet. says the Rambam, Mikra Bikurim Yesh Bo Midat Anava. The Mikra Bikurim contains a component of humility, that a person brings these Bikurim and puts them on his shoulder, and he walks to Yerushalayim. And by the way, the Mishnah tells us that even Agrippa Samelech used to do this. This is not just for nobodies. Every single person, the great equalizer, everybody comes and brings their Bikurim. And everybody, when they bring their Bikurim, say, Hashem, it is not me. It's you. You're the one that made my fruits. You're the one that gave me my parnasa. You're the one that gives me everything I have. And I'm not perfect. And I need to improve. And I need to change. And I need to get better. And Bikurim does that to me and does that for me. It reminds me that I'm not perfect. It reminds me that I'm not kochi ve'otzim yadi. It reminds me that I'm not alone. It reminds me that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who does everything for me, and therefore I need to improve my relationship with Him. I need to do tshuva. There is a second, opposite, but also negative thing that some people say this time of year. The first thing we said is that people say, I don't need to change. I'm fine, I'm perfect, let's go on. Been there, done that. But this second approach is the opposite. I'm terrible. I'm nothing. Hashem doesn't care about me. Hashem doesn't love me. I've made mistakes. I'm so low that I cannot be rehabilitated. I cannot be brought back into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace, because I'm too far gone. There is a story that the Gemara tells us. We've all heard about the Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was an outstanding Talmud Chacham. He was the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir, and he became a kofar. For the Gemara gives two different reasons, not to go into it now. He became a kofar, and they literally changed his name to Acher. They wouldn't even say his name; it was too painful. Became a kofar. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Meir once said to his Rebbe, 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 do tshuva, do tshuva. And said Elisha ben Avuya, I cannot do tshuva. Because I heard a bat kol saying that anybody is welcome to do tshuva, chutz me'acher. I'm not welcome. I'm out of the fold. And Rabbi Soloveitchik tells us in Al HaTshuva that bat kol, Lo haya velo nivra. It didn't happen. What happened was Elisha ben Avuya in his mind, excuse me, in his mind, he told himself he was too far gone. And it wasn't true. Everyone is welcome to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know in the Yud Gimel Midot, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun. So the beginning of that pasuk is Hashem, Hashem, twice Hashem. The Gemara tells us, and Rashi quotes it in Parshat Ki Tisa, Hashem, Hashem. The first Hashem is that Hashem loves us before we sin. But the second Hashem is even le'achar hachet, even after we sin, Hashem says, come back. We want you. We need you to come back. Hashem says, I want you back. He's ready. He's waiting. And so that second negative approach to this time of year of saying, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, the second approach, the response to that, the tikkun for that is that Hashem is there. Hashem does everything for me, and He wants me back. And this, says the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Taf Reish Nun, is also one of the ideas of the Ta'am Mikra Bikurim. And says the Sefer HaChinuch that when a person brings the Bikurim, Yisaper Chasadav Yitbarach Aleinu V'al Kol Am Yisrael B'derech Klal. Mikra Bikurim is a time where we say, Hashem, look what He does for us. He does everything for us. He loves us. He wants us. He cares about us. He gives me life. He gives me breath. He gives me opportunities to get closer to Him, to cling to Him. He wants me. The fact that I'm alive, the fact that I'm breathing, the fact that I'm here means that He wants me. Hashem, 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 even le'achar achet, Hashem wants me to come back. The Chafetz Chaim used to say that it is usher to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. I know I can't speak Lashon Hara about somebody else, but about myself, what's the big deal? Because the Chafetz Chaim says, if you're speaking badly about yourself, You're not speaking badly about yourself. You're speaking badly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look what he's done. I'm not speaking badly about him. Chas v'shalom. Look what he's done for us. And so this second negative attitude, this time of year, that Hashem doesn't care about me, the opposite, look, inspires us, arouses us into recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares and loves us. So Emir Tzashem, none of us should have either of these negative approaches. A, that I'm perfectly fine, and B, I'm perfectly terrible. Both of those are bad, and both of them can be rectified Be'ezrat Hashem this year, now, here and now. And if we do so, Emir Tzashem, we will be written K'tiva Uchtiva Uchtima Tova, but also Emir Tzashem, we ourselves will bring the Bikurim at the right time, and of course, in the right place. Shabbat Shalom.